a new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in, Ellie on his way to third, he'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona, and they've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it, and the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back here to Clover Park in sunny Port St. Lucie, Florida, and game two of this six-game series between your Daytona Tortugas and the homestanding St. Lucie Mets. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 6:10 first pitch. Daytona last night carried a 2-1 lead until the bottom of the eighth inning. Actually carried it with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning, but the Mets, a infield base hit, tied it. And back-to-back hits after that made it a 4-2 game as the Mets would go on to win their ninth straight at home over Daytona by a final of 4-2. Unfortunately for Daytona, more players being added to the injured list earlier today. Owen Holt and Carson Rudd both placed on the 7-day IL with no injury designation. Holt retroactive to yesterday, Rudd retroactive to Monday, so Daytona now with 13 players currently on their injured list, 28 active coming into tonight's ball game. Javi Rivera will get the ball for Daytona tonight, 2-3, a 2.88 ERA. He has been one of the best pitchers in the Florida State League this year. He'll go up against the Mets' number six prospect, according to Baseball America. That is the young right-hander Calvin Ziegler, 0-3. With a 3.57 earned run average. You mentioned it yesterday after the deadline, but Steve Hatcher, who was acquired by the Reds in the Tyler Malley deal, had been playing at Fort Myers in this league, officially promoted to Dayton today. He will not join the Tortugas. We'll take a break here on the pregame show when we come back. A little bit earlier today, we had a chance to sit down with returning outfielder Ashton Creel. He'll be our guest to talk about his experiences at AAA Louisville this year, a little bit about his favorite moments from spring training, and much, much more. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch, Daytona and St. Lucie, coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network and the pregame show. Justin Rock joined alongside speedy outfielder for the Tortugas. That is Ashton Creel. Ashton, you've been back with Daytona for about a week now. It's been a wild season for you, bouncing between different affiliates in the organization. How do you feel this season has gone for you, and how have you maintained a positive attitude throughout the craziness of this year?
It's been an experience. Definitely been a learning experience, something that I will always remember. And just taking it a day at a time, like trying to get my rhythm, get better at what I do good, and just maximize it so I can have a longer future in this career.
Baseball is such a game of habit, not just for you, but for your teammates, for the coaches, for everyone involved. And it's hard to sort of get into a rhythm when you're bouncing between Daytona and Dayton and Louisville. How have you found a way to maintain your rhythm and maintain, you know, sort of a normal schedule as best you can?
Just get my work in every day, what I need to work on. Still kind of go about the same routine, whether I'm here at Dayton or Louisville. And, man, just taking the at-bats, because that's the most important thing right now. So wherever the at-bats are at, that's where I'll be playing, happy with.
You've been in the lineup pretty much every day since you've been back here with the Tortugas. How has that sort of helped things when you're moving around from place to place where, you know, at least you know you're going to be in the lineup pretty much every day? You've been batting at the top of the order, which is obviously a good thing, you know, being at the top of the lineup, being the top of the order, getting as many at-bats as possible.
Man, I'm loving it here right like this, because I'm getting my confidence back, and that's one of the biggest things about this game. If you're feeling confident, you're doing well, you're feeling at your best. So right now, playing every day, like, this is the most games I've played in the season, I mean, in a row so far this season, so it's been good. I'm happy where I'm at, and I feel like I can get better like this.
Where does that confidence come from in a situation like this? You know, is it working with coaches? Is it just coming from playing every day, interacting with your teammates? Where do you instill that confidence from, and how does that help you on a day-to-day basis?
Just the reps, the amount of at-bats I'm getting, like, and knowing that I'm going to come to the field and I'm going to play. Like, that's something that definitely helped your confidence. So it's not like, am I going to be in the lineup tomorrow? Do I need to get a hit to get in the lineup tomorrow? Like, just like not playing with as much pressure on me, just like free, play your game, have fun.
You've been with Dayton for most of the season. You've had a lot of success there. I've had a lot of talent around you there. But as you mentioned, maybe not in the lineup as consistently as you have been during your time in Daytona. So how do you try and find ways to keep yourself ready for when your name is called, when you're back up in Dayton and continuing to climb the ladder like everyone here in Daytona knows you're bound to do?
The preparation part of it, I'm going to prepare the same way as if I'm going to play or if I'm not going to play. I'm going to prepare the same way every day like I'm going in to play. So just keeping that routine and keeping my legs up under me, like just going about that every day. So.
You mentioned keeping your legs up underneath you. One of the interesting things, I've worked in baseball for a number of years, but I never really thought about until this year, is you've stolen a whole bunch of bases this year, and just talking with Jay Allen, never really thought about how much wear and tear your lower body goes underneath just stealing bags and sliding into bases, stealing bags, running the bases. What's that wear and tear like for you, and how do you try and find ways to keep your legs fresh to utilize your speed, which is such a huge part of your game?
Yeah, so like with speed guys like us, we're going to run, so we got to take care of our bodies. So recovery, like I do the normal tech a couple times a week, a few times a week. I do an ice bath on my lower half, like just taking care of my body and like knowing that I'm gonna be running. So I have to, my legs got to be 100%.
What's the biggest aspect of your life in pro ball that has helped you in that regard? Obviously, so many times when you're an amateur player, you're still learning different things about your body and about the game. How has being in pro ball and interacting with different people maybe helped you be able to do some different things to be able to keep your legs fresh throughout the season?
Actually, going to AAA was a good experience about that, because I talked to older guys that's been in the game for a long time and have played the game and been successful with it in a long ways. And they're like, just take care of your body. Be smart when you're out there. So, like, I'm not going to be flying around every single play, like, when I know I don't have a chance on that play, just being smart about it. But when I do got that chance to really take off, use 100% of my speed, I'm going to go.
You had an opportunity to spend some time up at AAA Louisville earlier this year. Got to play in a couple of games up there. What was that experience like for you, getting a chance to be around that AAA atmosphere, get into some games, and sort of like what you were just saying, get a chance to pick some brains of older players and guys who've been around the block for a little while?
Man, it was a great experience, and it was something I definitely didn't see coming, and I didn't expect. But when they called me on my name was called, I was ready. I went up there, I gave it my all. It was nice to get a handshake from the manager PK up there after helping them win the game. Like that was a good moment in my life, and I'm definitely gonna remember that and then keep working hard, because I liked it up there. It was so laid back. It felt like professional baseball. Like, you get your work in, you go play, and that's it. You get paid to do it. It's fun.
How much of that experience is a driving factor? You mentioned that inspiration. How much does that inspire you and
continue to fuel that drive to get back up there to be a regular player up at AAA and obviously Cincinnati and beyond?
So I know I can do it. The skills is there. Everything is there. I just got to just keep getting better and better every day and just keep striving to be there and be consistent with it.
Joined by Ashton Creel, talented outfielder for the Tortugas. One of the things we talked about last year was how crazy everything was with the pandemic. This is probably the first time in a long time, one of the first times in your career, you sort of had a normal offseason going into a campaign. What was that like for you, sort of having a normal routine, getting into the lab, working during the offseason, and also getting to spend some time with friends and family?
Oh, it's always good going back home for the offseason, but this offseason was dope, and because like I knew I was working towards coming in spring training. Like I had a date to where I was coming in, unlike the years before. So like I knew what I needed to get done. I knew where I needed to be at when spring training the report date came. So it's dope. It's definitely nice being home with family, enjoying that, because during the season it's a grind. So you don't really see as many people as you can. You can only communicate with them, but you're playing 6 days out the week. You gotta do what you can do.
One final question. You mentioned spring training. We talked about spring training. You know, last year, spring training, everyone was sort of, you know, separated, kept away from one another. This year, a little bit more closer to normal, have some of those familiar faces, Reds legends around. Any moments in particular that you really enjoyed, you know, maybe getting a chance to rub some shoulders with some people that you maybe didn't get a chance to in the past?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So that was my first full spring training. So I got to see, like, all the guys in the organization, like, to see how many guys we actually have here and to be on the line next to them, competing with them, and seeing, like, where my skills line up to where they're at. And then being invited to play in a few big league games this spring was crazy. I got to talk to guys like Votto, Fam, Castellanos. It was a crazy experience. It was dope. I really enjoyed it.
Ashton Creel, talented outfielder, deserves those experiences and more. Thank you so much for the time. Best of luck the rest of your experience here in Daytona. Look forward to watching you the rest of the way and keep climbing that ladder, my friend.
Thank you.
Coming next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Baseball time once again. Tortugas and Mets coming your way here on this Wednesday night, the 3rd of August, 2022. And as Calvin Ziegler warms up on the mound, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for your Daytona Tortugas, put together by their acting skipper, Lenny Harris. Ashton Creel leads off in center field. Jay Allen will bat second as the DH. Hayden Jones, homered last night, will catch and hit third. Wendell Marrero, right fielder, will clean up. Yasiel Pino is the number five hitter. He is at first base. Michelle Triana over at third, bat sixth. Jonathan Willems, second baseman in the seventh spot. Sebastian Almonte will bat eighth. He is at short. And Luis Chevalier will bat ninth in left field. As for the St. Lucie Mets, their lineup put together by Robbie Robinson, their skipper. Omar De Los Santos leads off in center field. William Lugo is at third base in the two spot. Junior Tillian, shortstop, hits third. Carlos Dominguez will clean up in right. Warren Saunders is the DH in the five spot. Justin Guerrera will bat sixth at second base. Jack Thomas Wold came into the game late last night. He'll bat seventh at first. Raul Barrasierta gets the start in the outfield. He'll bat eighth in left with Brady Smith, who entered last night's game late as well, batting ninth behind the plate. Calvin Ziegler on the mound for the Mets here this evening. 6'4", 214 pounds, 19 years old, from Heidelberg in Ontario, Canada. Ashton Creel, our pregame guest, will lead off for Daytona in the top of the first. Righty ready on the mound. So is the righty at the plate. And the first pitch of the ball game misses low for ball one. We are underway at 6:10 Eastern time, right on schedule. The 1-0, and Creel takes that fastball high. It is two balls and no strikes. Creel playing in his 17th game with Daytona. Hitting at 231, four doubles, a triple, no homers, and three RBIs. As Creel takes in the dirt, it is quickly 3-0. Creel had one of Daytona's four hits yesterday with a double to left. The overhead wind, the 3-0, and Creel takes high for ball four. He is on with a leadoff walk. So first man up, first base runner of the ball game for Daytona. Sends up the designated hitter, Jay Allen, the second. Jay walked twice last night, was hitless in the ball game. Officially 0-for-2, did score a run. Hitting at 224, leads all qualified players on the team. 16 extra base hits, two homers, 18 batted in. And the first pitch to Jay is a fastball up for ball one. Catcher Brady Smith out to the mound to talk with the struggling righty yet to throw a strike today. Ziegler making his 11th start of the year, 0-3. A 3.57 earned run average. Just 15 hits allowed in 35 and a third innings. Has walked more than he has allowed hits. 21 walks, 15 hits permitted. But does have 57 strikeouts in those 35 and a third innings, over 14 and a half Ks per nine. 1-0, and Allen, a big bouncing ball, leaping snag by the third baseman, throw to second, just in the nick of time to force Creel at the lead base. Lugo was backpedaling on that high chopping baseball. Creel can't believe he was ruled out by Alex Laurie. Talking with the base umpire before heading back to the first base dugout. But a 5-4 fielder's choice. And St. Lucie may be catching a bit of a break for the first out of the ballgame. One on, one out for the catcher, Hayden Jones. At the belt, the righty fires. And Jones takes outside for ball one. Only hit last night for Jones, produced the only two runs for Daytona. Two-run home run in the fourth. Hitting at 253, a double, seven homers, 25 RBIs. Throwback to first, and Jay dives in safely. Defensive alignment behind Ziegler tonight. Left to right of the outfield, Raul Berasierta, Omar De Los Santos, and Carlos Dominguez. A 1-0, and Jones fouls it to the padded wall behind the plate. It's 1-1. Third to first around the infield, William Lugo, Junior Tillian, Justin Guerrera, and Jack Thomas Wold, with Brady Smith doing the catching behind the plate. The set, the 1-1, and Jones a one-hopper to third off the chest of the third baseman, throw to first, gets away from Jack Thomas Wold, kicks off the tarp. Allen on his way to third, Jones will head on to second base. We'll see how that is officially scored, but Daytona with second and third, and one out. Ball bounced off the chest of the third baseman Lugo. Tried to recover and throw on to first, but spiked it in the dirt. And it kicked behind Wold and up the first base line. Will be a straight two base error on the third baseman. And Daytona now with second and third. And the first pitch to Wendell Marrero, taken up and away for ball one. Marrero, base hit last night, was 1-for-3. Did walk in the ball game, 4-for-15 in five games with Daytona. The 1-0 pitch, and Wendell takes outside. It's 2-0. Marrero, no extra base hits, no RBIs. Rejoined the Tortugas last week from the Arizona Complex League. Brady Smith doing the catching behind the plate for Ziegler tonight. The tall righty's 2-0, brushes Marrero back up and in. It's three balls and no strikes. 12 pitches for the young righty so far. Has thrown just three strikes. Two of those three have been put in play. Lights on here at the stadium. No effect just yet. The 3-0. And Marrero swings and hits one high and foul. Out of the stadium third base way. It is 3-1. Right now here in Port St. Lucie, 88 degrees. Real feel at 96. According to weatherbug.com, 9 mile per hour wind gusts to the east. American flag out in right center at a standstill right now, the 3-1. And Marrero takes the curveball low for ball four. Second walk allowed by Ziegler in the inning. And Daytona has him loaded with one out for Yasiel Pino. Pino, 0 for 4 last night, struck out and grounded into a double play. Pino hitting at 214 in 25 games, 18 for 84. Five extra base hits, a homer, and six RBIs. As the Mets pitching coach out of the dugout, that is Victor Ramos, to have a conversation with the right-hander who has struggled with his command here to start the night. But blue skies overhead. Some small puffy white clouds up along the left field line, but mostly blue skies and sunshine here on this Wednesday in early August in Port St. Lucie. Final meeting of the year, final series of the year between Daytona and St. Lucie. After this, three of Daytona's final five series of the season, including all three of their home series, close out the year will be against the other division. The FSL West might play better for Daytona. Tortugas 21 games under 500 in their division this year. They are three games over against the West. Yasiel Pino with the bases loaded and one out. And the first pitch fastball down and away at 95. It's 1-0. Pino just 5 for 33 this year, with runners in scoring position between here and the ACL, including a double play ground ball. Ziegler's 1-0. That one a 55-footer. Tried spinning a curveball, but bounces before the plate, and Pino ahead, two balls and no strikes. Still just 4 of 16 in the zone for Ziegler in this opening inning. Allen at third, Jones at second, Marrero at first, the 2-0. And Pino swings away and maybe swung at ball three. Fastball up at 95. It's 2-1. Tortugas did earn four walks last night. Already worked two today. A 2-1 from Ziegler. And Pino takes up above the letters. It's three balls and one strike. Still only one called strike. Not even one called strike today for Ziegler. All of his strikes have been swung at. 3-1, and Pino thought about it, tied him up inside. Did he go? No, he did not, says the base umpire, Alex Laurie. It is ball four, a bases loaded free pass to Yasiel Pino. His sixth, or rather seventh, RBI as a Tortuga, and Daytona takes a 1-0 first inning lead. Bases loaded, free pass to Pino, brings up Michelle Triana. Lefty batter, and he swings away. Comes up empty on the fastball outside. It's 0-1. Triana hitting at 205 in 76 games, 55 for 268. 19 extra base hits, 6 homers, 32 batted in, leads the team. And he takes the fastball up. It is 1-1. Ziegler already up over 20 pitches, as the Mets bullpen will spring to life down the left field line. Ziegler missed some time earlier this year with biceps tendonitis. As Triana takes up and away, it's 2-1. Landed on the IL back on the 21st of May. Was reinstated on June the 4th. Number 6 prospect in the Mets system, according to Baseball America, the 2-1. And Triana swings through a fastball outside at 94, it's 2-2. Fastball, curveball, changeup for Ziegler. Still has yet to throw a called strike tonight. 2-2 pitch, and Triana fights it off the hands. Will land in the third base seats in the upper seating bowl. Remains at 2-2. Daytona, the base is full, thanks to three walks in the inning and an error. They have a 1-0 lead. Jones at third, Marrero at second, Pino at first, the 2-2. And Triana strikes out swinging. Curveball, back foot. And Michelle down on strikes. First punch out for Ziegler today. Have to wonder why Daytona has been so aggressive against Ziegler here in the first. All nine of his strikes have been swinging or fouled off. And you wonder how many strikes they have given Ziegler so far today, just based on that notion. Robbie Robinson has come out of the third base dugout. Even the Mets bullpen has quite literally just sprung to life down the left field line. And they will indeed make a pitching change. Looks to be Joshua Cornelli coming on for Ziegler after 25 pitches in the first. Mets protective of their second round pick from last year. His day is done after two-thirds of an inning. Bases remain full for Jonathan Willems. A 1-0 Daytona lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
First inning, we continue on. Joshua Cornelli, the new arm in the game for the Mets. Jonathan Willems, the batter with the bases loaded, a run in and two outs. And the righty's first pitch, a called strike. It is 0-1. Willems, hitless last night for Daytona, was 0-3 with a strikeout. 2-4 his first 18. This is his seventh game. One of those two hits, a home run. The 0-1. And that pitch on the outside corner, another strike. Framed well by Brady Smith. It is 0-2. Cornelli, 6'2", 227 pounds, 21 years old, from Caracas, Venezuela. Trying to strand the bases loaded. The 0-2 pitch in the dirt. Blocked with the chest by Smith. It's a ball and two strikes. Cornelli making his 23rd appearance, 2-3, a 6.54 ERA. Two saves and four tries, 31 hits in 31 and two-thirds innings. 20 walks, 40 strikeouts, a .248 opponent average. The 1-2, and Willems fouls the breaking ball to the left. Remains with a one ball, two strike count. Jones reached on the error. He is at third. Marrero and Pino each walked. They are at second and first, respectively. The 1-2 from Corneli. This is a big bouncer to third. Fielded on the forehand by Lugo. He'll apply the tag on Marrero running by. And the Mets limit the damage to just one in the first. One run, no hits. One error, and the bases left full at the end of a half an inning. It's Daytona 1, and the Mets coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Javi Rivera on the mound for Daytona tonight. Another quick look at the Mets lineup he'll face. De Los Santos, Lugo, Tilly in the top third of the order. Dominguez, Saunders, Guerrero, 4-5 and 6. Wold, Barrasierta, and Brady Smith, the bottom third of the order. Javi, 6 feet tall, 197 pounds, 22 years old from St. Cloud, Florida. Reds' final draft pick last year, 20th round out of FAU. 19th appearance and 11th start of the year, 2-3, a team best 2.88 ERA, 50 hits in 68 and two-thirds innings, 17 walks and 82 strikeouts. Omar De Los Santos to lead off, and the first pitch from Rivera underneath the arms for ball one. De Los Santos last night, 1-for-4 for the Mets with an RBI that tied the game. In the eighth inning, as he takes a called strike, it is 1-1. De Los Santos hitting at 261. 35 extra base hits. Is this one a big bouncer to third? Underneath the glove of Triana, off the glove of the shortstop, Almonte, and into left field, and De Los Santos at second base. Was a ground ball to Triana, took a big hop, tried playing it to his side. Ball went over his glove. Almonte attempting to back up did the same, and the ball careened over his glove as well. So Daytona's defense cost them last night. All four of the Mets' runs were unearned. And unfortunately for the Tortugas, the defense has picked up where they left off last night. No official scoring decision yet on that play, and they will indeed give Daytona an error. Will be a defensive miscue on Michel Triana that allows De Los Santos to get to second base to start the bottom of the first. William Lugo with a man in scoring position and nobody out. A look towards second from Javi, and the first pitch fastball cut on and missed. It is 0-1. Lugo hitting at 256. 27 extra base hits, 9 homers, 43 RBIs. Lugo 0-for-4 last night with a strikeout. The 0-1, and this one pulled sharply foul towards the Met left field bullpen. It's 0-2. Rivera last pitched in relief against Jupiter on Thursday. Entered in support of Julian Aguiar in the suspended game from Tuesday through 4 shutout innings. The 0-2 pitch, and Lugo fouls the curveball to the screen. Rivera was the league's pitcher of the month for June. Been so good since the start of June, entering play today. And those 9 outings since then, a 1.87 ERA. As Lugo fouls it to the right. Off the facing of the upper deck, it is 0-2. Bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. One on, nobody out. Bottom of the first. Daytona a 1-0 lead. Runner breaks towards third. Pitch inside. Throw down by Jones. And Triana did a good job just to make sure he got a glove on it and prevent that ball from rolling into left field. Stolen base for Omar De Los Santos, his second of the series, his 52nd of the year. I need to talk with Adam McDonald, the voice of the Mets, to see how close De Los Santos is at this point to setting a new franchise record. Infield will come in for Daytona with a man in third and nobody out. The 1-2, and Lugo strikes out on the Snapdragon. Good top-bottom movement from Rivera. First strikeout of the night, one away in the first. Brings up the shortstop, Junior Tillian. Tillian, 1-for-4 yesterday in the series opener. Hitting at .261, 12 doubles, 11 homers, 37 RBIs. And this one bounced towards the Met dugout in the camera well. It is 0-1. Defensive alignment for Daytona, left to right in the outfield. Luis Chevalier, Ashton Creel, and Wendell Marrero. Third to first around the infield, Michelle Triana, Sebastian Almonte, Jonathan Willems, and Yasiel Pino. As that ball fouled off by Tillian, stays in the box 0-2. Hayden Jones doing the catching behind the plate tonight. Infield remains in for Daytona. Here's the pitch, and Tillian can't hold up on the outside breaking ball. Back-to-back strikeouts for Rivera, and now the infield can move back with two away. Three pitches, three strikes, and Tillian dispatched two away for Carlos Dominguez. Dominguez, couple of base hits last night, including a double. And he swings and misses out in front of a breaking ball. It's 0-1. Dominguez had the go-ahead RBI double that put the Mets in front for good in the eighth. Infield shifted for Dominguez to pull, and this one popped up. Foul ground, third base side. Jones on the warning track, and this one two rows back in the seats behind the Met dugout. It is 0-2. De Los Santos at third with two out, the 0-2. And checked his swing. He went around, says the home plate umpire, Watkowski. Dominguez down on strikes. The Mets get a man at third with nobody out. But Javi Rivera strikes out three straight St. Lucie hitters in a row and keeps the lead intact after one. No runs, no hits, one error, one left at the end of an inning. 1-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be First Responders and Boy Scouts Night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. We'll be right back. Joshua Cornealy back to the mound for the Mets. His first full inning of work tonight, came on to get the final out in the top of the first. Final line for the starter, Calvin Ziegler. Two-thirds of an inning, no hits, one unearned run, three walks and a strikeout. 25 pitches, just nine strikes. Sebastian Almonte will lead off. First pitch grounded in the hole and threw into left field for a base hit. First pitch swinging, Sebastian Almonte aboard with the game's first knock. And Daytona with the leadoff man on in the second for Luis Chevalier. Chevalier broke a hitless streak in the game on Sunday in Jupiter. Switch hitter batting left-handed. 3-4-37 in Daytona. No extra base hits, no RBIs. Cornealy working from the third base side of the slab. Righty, that blue mitt down by his belt. And Chevalier shows bunt, pulls back. And the changeup down by the shoelaces, it's 1-0. Mets tonight wearing the blue pinstriped home whites. Mets in orange script lettering across the chest, blue numerals on the front. Orange numbers on the back with a white and blue border. The 1-0, and Chevalier shows bunt again, lays one down foul towards the Met third base dugout, it's 1-1. Blue pinstriped home white pants down to the ankles, Cornealy. Similar cleats that Jose Franco has, white Nike cleats with a little bit of neon, yellow, blue, and orange right around the spikes. Blue cap, orange bill, orange STL logo on the front. Throw back to first, and Almonte dives in safely. Daytona in front by a run on a bases-loaded walk to Yasiel Pino. Long pause, the 1-1, and Chevalier takes that fastball down. It's 2-1. Based on the body language, I think Smith thought he had a strike. But alas, not. Almonte takes his lead, the 2-1. Chevalier thought about it. Cornealy takes low, appeal to the base umpire, did not go, says Laurie. It is 3-1. Righty ready. Here's the 3-1, runner goes. Chevalier swings and misses, throw down by Smith. In time to get him. Tag applied by Junior Tillian. And Almonte caught stealing at 2-6 for the first out here in the second. Hit and run in play there for Daytona. But to no avail. So bases empty, one out, the pitch, and Chevalier down on strikes. Cornealy fell down on the pitch. Ended up rear end first on the dirt. Gives a thumbs up to the home plate umpire and the catcher, Brady Smith. Not the most graceful strikeout of Cornealy's career, but a punch out nonetheless. One out in the second. Brings up the top of Daytona's order and Ashton Creel. Creel walked, erased on a fielder's choice back in the first. Righty's first pitch. And Creel takes the curveball in the dirt. It is 1-0. Nobody on. Two out. Top half of the second inning. Daytona a 1-0 advantage. 1-0, and Creel taps one towards the third base dugout. And a nice leaping barehanded snag by somebody in a Blue Mets pullover. Someone on the front step of the dugout and getting advice from Luis Guillorme, former St. Lucie Met. The 1-1. And Creel in the air to left, towards the line, and in a few steps, Barrasierta. He'll make the catch to close out the inning. Daytona gets a leadoff single, but the caught stealing enables the Mets to face the minimum. No runs, one hit, nobody left at the end of one and a half. 1-0 Tortugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Lawrence Saunders leads off for the Mets as we move to the bottom of the second inning. Daytona a 1-0 lead. Saunders, Guerrero, and Wold, 5, 6, and 7 scheduled to bat for the Mets. As Saunders out in front of a changeup, it is 0-1. Saunders last night 2-for-4 with a double and a run scored. As Rivera misses up and in. 1-1. Saunders, his 19th game back with the Mets. Hitting .295, 6 doubles, a homer, 6 RBIs as Rivera misses high and tight. It is 2-1. Daytona, the road grazed today. Daytona arched across the chest in green, the 2-1. This one on the ground, a couple hops to second. Willems backing up on it, makes the play. On to first, to Pino in time, one out. Leadoff man retired in the second. Now it is the second baseman, Justin Guerrero, had an RBI single in that three-run eighth inning last night. Was 1-for-4. Guerrero in St. Lucie at 2.03 on the year, 43 for 212. 16 extra base hits, 8 homers, 32 batted in. And Rivera misses outside for ball one. Green numerals on the front and back of that gray jersey with a powder blue border. As Guerrero rolls one to the third base dugout, it's 1-1. Green and powder blue piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Gray pants for Rivera all the way down to his ankles. The 1-1. And Justin swings through a high heater. 92 up above the letters. It's a ball and two strikes. Rivera, white and green Adidas cleats, powder blue cap, powder blue bill. White block, D logo on the front. The 1-2 from Javi. Breaking ball up and in. Even 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dimensions here at Clover Park for those who have never been. But first, the 2-2 to Guerrero. And that down and in, it's a full count. 330 down the left field line. 370 to left center. 405 to straightaway center. 370 out to right center and 330 down the right field line. The 3-2 pitch, high ball 4. And Guerrero aboard with a one-out walk. First free pass allowed by Rivera tonight. So the Mets with one on and one out for the first baseman, Jack Thomas Wold. Wold came on yesterday. Took over for Tanner Murphy, who left early. Was 0-for-2, did score a run. Reached base on the error that got the rally started in the ninth, or rather the eighth. As Wold, early on a changeup, it's 0-1. Wold, left-handed batter at 208 in 53 games, 41 for 197. 16 extra base hits, 4 homers, 22 RBIs. The 0-1, and Wold, a line drive into center. Waiting on it is Creel, drifting to his right, makes the catch for the second out. Two away in the second. Sends up the left fielder, Raul Berasierta. Berasierta left the game early last night after making a great running catch to rob Yasiel Pino of extra bases, collided with the left field wall. Berasierta up at 300 for the year. 6 doubles, 9 homers, 19 runs batted in. And Rivera paints the outside corner with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-1. Berasierta was 2-for-2 last night before he was removed. The 0-1, and he lunges at a slider. Slow arcing pitch from Rivera at 79. It's 0-2. Gotta love that differential. 94 for a strike on the first pitch, 79 for a strike on pitch number two. Guerrero leads off first with two out in a 1-0 game. The 0-2 pitch, and Berasierta tomahawks one in his center. Out is the second baseman, and shortstop in is Ashton Creel. And he'll make the catch above that powder blue lid to end the inning. No runs, no hits, one left on the walk at the end of two. It is still 1-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the third inning, Daytona, a 1-0 lead, Joshua Cornelli. Back to the mound, second full inning of relief for him. Jay Allen scored Daytona's only run, reached on a fielder's choice, 0-for-1 tonight. And the righty's first pitch of the inning, a called strike. It is 0-1. Allen had a hit in his first at-bat back off the IL. Couple of Sundays ago against the Cardinals, that one down and away, it's 1-1. That still is only hit since coming off the injured list, just 1-for-11, including tonight, including 3 walks. The 1-1 from Cornelli, and that one outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Allen been off the IL since July the 22nd. Struggled away from the Jack this year, as most of Daytona's offense, hitting about 70 points better in his own ballpark, the 2-1. And Allen takes high for ball three. Automated ball strike system in effect here today. Challenge system will be in play the rest of the series starting tomorrow. The set, the 3-1 from Cornelli, and Allen on the ground is short. Gobbled up there by Tillian. Throw to first. Good stretch by Wold. Gets Allen. One away in the third. Leadoff man retired for the first time tonight. 106-mile-an-hour ground ball off the bat of Allen there. Hayden Jones reached on an error his first time. He is 0-for-1 tonight. Jones, a two-run homer last night, has reached in seven straight. And he takes down and in for ball one. Jones, since June 12th, hitting .315 with a .930 OPS. Six of his seven home runs, 17 RBIs in that span. 1-0, and Jones can't get his hands up on the fastball. It's 1-1. Jones tied for third in the Florida State League in home runs since that date. If he had enough plate appearances to qualify, would lead the circuit in slugging and OPS as this one slashed foul. The back of the third base seats. It is 1-2. Not too shabby for a man who was not drafted last year out of Illinois State. Been quite the find for the Reds here in 2022. 1-2, and Jones a foul ball to the checkerboard screen. Been a sad 24 hours in baseball. After the trade deadline subsided last night, and our game reached its conclusion as this one fisted in a center field, making an 8-game on-base streak for Hayden Jones as he dunks one softly in front of Omar De Los Santos. Second hit of the night for Daytona. And the Tortugas a one-out base runner in the third for Wendell Marrero. Reached on a walk. Stranded on base in the first. But was announced last night by the Dodgers that the greatest broadcaster in the history of baseball and quite possibly the history of my profession, Vin Scully, passed away at the age of 94. Marrero takes outside for ball one. Scully was the voice of the Dodgers for 67 years. 1-0. Outside with a fastball, it is 2-0. Started in the early 50s. Recruited by the late, great Red Barber, one of the original GOAT voices of baseball and broadcasting overall. 2-0. And Marrero takes down and in. It's 3-0. One on, one out. Top of the third, Daytona, a 1-0 lead. Scully retiring just a handful of years ago. Last game in San Francisco, as that one a strike. Outer half. It is 3-1. His last year in 2016 with the Dodgers. Still was as sharp as he ever was, even into his late 80s behind the mic. The 3-1. And Marrero, a heavy swing and a foul tip into the glove of Smith. It's a full count. And so many people, let alone broadcasters, as you get up in age, start to lose that fastball a little bit, like a good pitcher getting up there in age. But Vin kept enough of that velocity around until the bitter end. The 3-2 pitch fouled back. Remains a full count. I thank the heavens for things like the internet and MLB TV, as frustrating as the blackout rules can be and as frustrating and detrimental as the internet has been at times, as Marrero takes outside for ball four. First walk allowed by Cornelli. Daytona with two on and one out. For Yasiel Pino, bases loaded walk for the game's only run. Back in the first. But internet can be detrimental at times over these years, as before Cornelli can throw a pitch, Victor Ramos out to have a conversation with the right-hander. But because of those two things, from the age of 16 on, that was my 16th birthday present, was MLB TV before I actually, ironically enough, went out to Los Angeles and Michigan for the summer, part of a college program. But from age 16 until Scully's last year, 8 years later, I had MLB TV and was thankfully able to listen to Vin call Dodger games basically whenever I wanted. And that is something, thankfully, I did not take for granted while Vin was still behind the mic, and even more thankful for it here on this early August day all those years later, 14 years after I bought it for the first time. Spino takes outside. It's 1-0. Vin, such a special broadcaster, not just because of his impeccable ability to paint a picture, as Pino, a ground ball off the chest of the pitcher, Cornelli, looks towards second, decides to throw a little softball on to first base to make sure he gets it out. Wold had to shuffle his feet on the square to make sure he got it and protected himself for Pino running by. So a 1-3 ground out. Everyone else moves up 90 feet. Jones to third. Marrero takes second. They're both there with two out for Michel Triana. Struck out his first time up. He is 0-1. But Vin also had such a childhood passion for baseball. Is that down by the shoelaces of Michel? Had a hopscotch out of the way of it. It's a ball and no strikes. Didn't matter how well the Dodgers were performing or what game he was doing, Vin had the same passion for a game in mid-July as he did for a postseason game. As Triana takes outside 2-0. But one of my favorite facts about Vin is the fact that he was not just a baseball broadcaster. 2-0 from Cornelli, and Triana drives one right center field. Back into his right is Dominguez. With the sunglasses on, he'll run down the 98-mile-an-hour line drive to end the inning. So Triana hits one well, but the Mets were positioned well. And Daytona strands a pair in the third. No runs, a hit, two left thanks to a walk. At the end of 2.5, still 1-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the 7 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here from Port St. Lucie. Daytona, a 1-0 lead. 9-1 and 2 due up for the Mets against Tavi Rivera. And the first pitch to Brady Smith, driven down the right field line, landing beyond the Tortuga bullpen. And out of play, it is 0-1. Smith had a pinch hit double last night. That fastball brushes him back. Up and in, it is one ball and one strike. Smith, his 28th game with the Mets, 9-4-75. Double a homer and five RBIs, the 1-1. And Smith again off the end of the bat, right field. Back into his left goes Marrero on the very edge of the grass by the warning track near the 330 marker. Makes the catch for the first out of the third inning. Nice running grab by Marrero for the first out. Sends up Omar De Los Santos, reached on an error his first time up. Talking about the passing of Vin Scully last night. At the age of 94, started when the Dodgers were still in Brooklyn before moving out to the West Coast, when the Dodgers did in the late 50s. This popped up in the infield, shortstop calling for it. That is Almonte on the infield grass in front of second. Makes the catch, two out. Couple of air outs in the inning for William Lugo. Struck out in the first. He is 0-1. But Scully called so many memorable baseball moments. Hank Aaron's record-breaking home run against the Braves in Atlanta against the Dodgers. As this one in the air, third base side. Jones by the Met dugout. But it lands on the roof of the blue painted dugout. It is 0-1. Not only did he call Hank Aaron breaking a Babe Ruth's record back in the 1970s, he also called Barry Bonds breaking Hank Aaron's record, I believe. He called Barry Bonds breaking Mark McGwire's single season record in 2001 as Lugo takes a strike. It's 0-2. But of course, called Kirk Gibson's home run in 88. My favorite call of all time is that low and away, 1-2. In a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened. And what are the odds? Two of the greatest calls in baseball history happened on the same play. That one from Vin and Jack Buck's. I can't believe what I just saw. This is a flare behind first. Pino can't make the over-the-head grab. Picked up there by Willems in fair territory, and that will hold Lugo to a looping two-out single. Seeing eye knock by the Met third baseman. First knock of the day for St. Lucie. Not an easy play for Pino going back on that ball. Tried making a Willie Mays-esque basket catch, but could not do so successfully. And so the inning continues for Junior Tillian. Struck out against Rivera in the first, is 0-1. And Javi from the stretch, fastball up and in. It is 1-0. But he called that. He also called arguably one of the most famous plays in NFL history, the catch by Dwight Clark and the 49ers against the Cowboys in 82. There is a called strike. It is 1-1. Also had a call for Bill Buckner's error, Joe Carter's walk-off home run in the 93 World Series. Also called many different major golf tournaments on national networks. That outside, it's 2-1. Of course, had that memorable call of Sandy Koufax's perfect game. 2-1. And Tillian fouls it back towards us and bangs off the facing of the booth to my left. It is 2-2. One on, two out, bottom of the third. Daytona a 1-0 lead. Lugo takes his lead off first. Mets have their bullpen up down the left field line. The set, the 2-2. That one goes five hole on the catcher, Jones. And all the way to the backstop it goes, allowing Lugo to advance to second with the tying run. Count now 3-2 on the Mets shortstop. Likely to be a wild pitch against Rivera. Second baseman Willems holds on the runner at second. Lugo, the payoff pitch, And this one lined sharply foul towards the back of the lower seating bowl. It is 2-2, or stays 3-2. Rivera rests that glove on the front left-hand side of his chest. Another payoff pitch, and this one fought in the air left field. That one going to get down for a base hit and tie the game. Lugo rounds third. He'll head to the plate and score standing up. It's an RBI single for Junior Tillian. His 38th RBI of the year. And the Mets have tied it at one in the third. So that two-out seeing-eye base hit by Lugo. But more notably, the wild pitch, enabling the Mets to tie the game. Brings up Carlos Dominguez with one on and two out. Struck out back in the first, and Carlos takes high. It's 1-0. Scully had so many great lines on and off the air. Throw over to first. Back standing up is Tillian. One of my favorites is people asked him about certain calls, most notably after the Brooklyn Dodgers finally beat the Yankees in the 55 World Series to win their first pennant. As Dominguez takes inside, it's 2-0. Said, ladies and gentlemen, the Brooklyn Dodgers are the champions of the world. And a lot of winter, and that winter, a lot of people went up to Scully, asked him how he was so calm during that moment. Dem Bums winning it all as Dominguez hits a missile deep to left, but that one very foul. 105 miles an hour off the bat, traveled 422 feet out of the stadium. What a long strike, it's 2-1. But he said the truth is, he said he empathized with the Dodgers and all they had been through. And he said he doesn't think they could have said another word without breaking down and crying himself. As Dominguez takes a call, strike, it's 2-2. But Vin always did a great job of letting the crowd speak for itself, shutting up when the moment was right. As Dominguez takes outside, it's a full count. That'll release Tillian from first with two out. But he said the reason why he does that, he said it's during that listening period where my mind has a chance to evaluate the impact of this particular moment. This one popped in the air, will land in the first base seats, remains 3-2. And that is such an important part and certainly something I will continue to carry with me throughout my own broadcasting career. I found that very poignant. It's when you're listening that he was able to configure the right stream of words to say. Payoff pitch, runner goes, and Dominguez strikes out. Fastball away at 93. Rivera's first strikeout since that 3K first. Strands the go-ahead run aboard. But the Mets tie the game, a run on two hits. And one man left. Three innings complete. We're tied at one on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172. or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
The bullpen for the Mets as he moved to the top of the fourth inning. Joel Diaz has come on for Joshua Cornele. Fans, need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Bottom third of the lineup due up for Daytona in the fourth. Willems, Almonte, and Chevalier. Both teams with a run on two hits and an error through three innings. As Willems takes the first pitch fastball from the young righty, high for ball one. Diaz, just 18 years old, won't turn 19 until next February. 6 feet tall, 208 pounds, as Willems hits one off the hands to short. Fielded coming in by Tillian, throw to Wold in time. And there is one out in the fourth inning. Brings up Sebastian Almonte, singled to left. His first time up was also caught stealing. Diaz out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic, making his 10th appearance, third out of the bullpen. And his breaking ball strike drops in there. It is 0-1. Diaz 0-1. An 8.26 ERA for the season, the 0-1. And Diaz misses low. It is 1-1. 41 hits in 28 in the third innings. 14 walks, 24 strikeouts. The 1-1. And Almonte late on the 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-2. Diaz pitching for the first time since last Thursday against the Cardinals, made a start. As Almonte takes one on the outside corner, strike three looking. 95 on the outside corner. Actually, you rounded up to 96 with the decimal point. And Diaz has his first strikeout, two away in the inning for Luis Chevalier. Struck out his first time 0 for 1. Diaz gave up 5 runs on 7 hits in 4 innings last Thursday. As Chevy takes inside and low for ball one. Diaz last pitched against Daytona back on July the 7th. Gave up 2 runs in 4 innings and a start at the Jack. This one grounded to second. To his left, Guerrera from the outfield grass. Throws on to first in time. And the Mets have their first 1-2-3 defensive inning of the night. Diaz retires Daytona on 8 pitches at the end of 3.5, tied at 1 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package tickets today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Warren Saunders looks at a called strike here to start the bottom of the fourth inning, tied at one. Saunders, Guerrero, Wold, the three due up as Warren fouls the second pitch back. And Javi ahead in the count 0-2. Second game of this six-game series. Mets took the opener last night 4-2. The 0-2 pitch, and Rivera outside with a breaking ball. One ball and two strikes. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here in this fourth inning. A look across the FSL, the 1-2. And Saunders out on strikes. Changed it up on him. Down and away at 84. Fifth punch out tonight for Rivera. One out in the fourth inning for the second baseman, Justin Guerrero. Walked his first time. Lakeland and Dunedin playing a doubleheader. They were washed out yesterday. Dunedin taking game one at 3-1. Rainer Nunez, a solo home run, his 15th of the year. As Guerrero takes a called strike, it is 0-1. Blue Jays have played better baseball in the second half. As that breaking ball misses, it is 1-1. Righty working quickly. Guerrero sends this one to the screen. It is 1-2. Game two expected to get underway sometime fairly soon. No official starters have been announced yet for that. The 1-2 pitch, and Guerrero takes down and in. Two balls and two strikes. Clearwater and Tampa playing a doubleheader today at George M. Steinbrenner Field, but not because of weather. The 2-2 pitch, and Guerrero, a high towering fly ball to left. Two of the line, and his right is Chevalier in the shadows. A step in front of the warning track makes the catch, two out. 19, two down in the fourth inning for Jack Thomas Wold. Flied out to center his first time, 0-1. But the reason why Tampa and Clearwater are playing a doubleheader today is because they are not playing at all tomorrow. Because the weekend, the musician has a concert across the street at Raymond James Stadium, home of the Buccaneers. As Wold fouls it away, 0-1. We've seen that happen with Tampa in the past when their games coincide with Buccaneer preseason games. But this time, a concert across the street. So the Threshers and Tarpons play two today. So this one pulled on the ground, foul to the first base coach's box. It's 0-2. Base is empty, two out, bottom of the fourth, tied at one. But Tampa won game one, 6-2. Ben Rice, a three-run homer, his sixth of the year. The 0-2 pitch, and Wold sends this one out of play, third base side. Game two, right now, is through two innings. Into the top of the third, no score. Gabriel Cotto for the Threshers, Sean Herman for the Tarpons. As Wold strikes out swinging. Change up down and away at 86. Second strikeout of the frame for Rivera. He has punched out six tonight. And the Mets go in order for the first time in the fourth. We head to the fifth. Still tied at one on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Ashton Creel and the top of Daytona's lineup to lead off in the top of the fifth inning. Tied at one, and the first pitch of the frame from Joel Diaz is high for ball one. Diaz needed just eight pitches to get through the fourth. Creel has walked and flied to left tonight. 0 for 1 as he's tied up inside with a fastball. It is one ball and one strike. Continuing that look around the FSL here on this the 3rd of August, 2022. 1-1 outside. Count moves to 2-1. Only two other games to tell you about in the league tonight, the 2-1. And Creel out in front of a breaking ball. It's 2-2. One is at Roger Dean, about 30 minutes away from us here. Bottom of the third, Hammerheads and Cardinals are scoreless as Creel fouls it off. Unable to squeeze it was Brady Smith. It remains 2-2. Sandro Bargallo for the Hammerheads. Tink Hintz, the start for the Cardinals tonight. The 2-2, and Creel down on strikes. Got him on the fastball away at 95. Third strikeout for Diaz. One out in the fifth inning for the designated hitter, Jay Allen. Allen grounded out sharply to short his last time, 0 for 2 here today. Only other game on the docket is supposed to be in Fort Myers. Mighty Muscles and Bradenton Marauders. That game in a delay due to rain. As Allen takes outside for ball one. Supposed to get underway at 7 o'clock, the 1-0, and Jay pops it in the air. Left-hand side, out is the shortstop, Tillian. Racing in the sunlight is Berra Sierta. And he'll make the play over his left shoulder, two down. Five up, five down for Diaz tonight. Brings up Peyton Jones, 1-for-2. Reached on a single and an error tonight. Carlos Jimenez will start for Bradenton. Jalen Nowlin expected to get the ball for the Mighty Muscles if and when that game gets underway. As Jones rolls this behind the plate, it's 0-1. Bases empty, two out, tied at one, top of the fifth inning. The 0-1 pitch. Jones takes outside, it is 1-1. Daytona's offense been stuck in neutral lately. Scored 5-plus runs in each of the first two games after the All-Star break, have not done it since. As Jones swings through that fastball high and tight, it's 1-2. Haven't scored four or more in a win since July the 15th as Jones strikes out on the breaking ball. Tied him up inside with the curve. Joel Diaz has faced six batters, has struck out three, retired them all, and thrown just 20 pitches. In two innings of scoreless relief, halfway through this one at Clover Park, tied at one on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Javi Rivera back out for the fifth inning. 8-9-1 set to bat for the Mets. Tied at one here on this Wednesday night. Berra, Cierta, Smith, and De Los Santos. The three do up. Berra, Cierta flied out to center his first time, and he attacks the first pitch and lifts one into left field. Out is the shortstop, Almonte. In and to his right is Chevalier. Nearly handcuffed him a little bit, but able to make the catch in front of his head for the first out of the fifth inning. One pitch, one out for Javi. Sends up Brady Smith. Flied out to right his first time, 0-for-1. Smith, originally drafted by the Rangers, or actually signed by the Rangers out of the University of Florida. And the first pitch popped in the air, right center field, on and to his right, Marrero. And in the sunshine, with the sunglasses still nestled on his face, makes the catch. And just like that, two pitches, two flyouts in this fifth inning. One to left, one to right. Sends up the center fielder, Omar De Los Santos, has reached on an error and popped up in the infield to short. By the way, righty's first pitch high. It is 1-0. Mentioned De Los Santos earlier. Stole his 52nd stolen base of the year. We wondered what the franchise record is as this one popped into shallow right. Second baseman Willems calls off Marrero, and on the outfield, Grass makes the play over his shoulder to end the inning. We'll get you that nugget of information when we come back, because Javi Rivera has just thrown a four-pitch bottom half of the fifth inning. That is all for Javi. Another job well done for the 22-year-old right-hander. After five, still even, one apiece on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music, pregame, and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Wendell Marrero to lead off for Daytona in the top of the sixth, game tied at one. Joel Diaz has thrown just 20 pitches to record six outs tonight. As Marrero swings and misses, it is 0-1. Daytona's bullpen up down the right field line. As Wendell takes down by his shoe tops, it is 1-1. Guerrero has walked in both of his plate appearances today as he slaps one left-hand side. This one will land over by the Budweiser Terrace on the awning over the top of it. It is 1-2. I have to give a shout-out to my old friends up in Cape Cod, Cole Norkovicius, Darren Weeks, and their entire cast of players, coaches, and interns. This is a ground ball to short. Fielded to his right by Tillian Lowe. Throw picked up on a bounce by Wold. And Marrero retired for the first time tonight. One away in the sixth inning. Brings up Yasiel Pino. Bases loaded walk and a ground out to the pitcher tonight. 0-1. But my old friends with the Bourne Braves have won the Western Division in the Cape League regular season. Also clinched the best record in the Cape League, winning the President's Trophy as Pino takes outside. So congratulations to all my old friends up at Doran Park in Bourne, knocking off their rival Kettleers to take home the trophy. High to Pino, it is 2-0. Righty rocks and deals, and Yasiel looks at a strike. It is 2-1. Daytona has action in their right field bullpen. That is Luis May. Likely come on and pitch the bottom of the inning. As Pino takes outside. Curveball from Diaz. It is 3-1. Mentioned that note about Omar De Los Santos in the bottom of the fifth. As Pino may have swung at ball four. Fastball trailing in. It is a full count. De Los Santos stole his 52nd stolen base of the year. Too shy of tying the record for second most. This one hit in the air to center. Coming on into his right, De Los Santos to make the backhanded grab. Two out in the sixth inning. Eight up, eight down for Diaz. And 10 in a row retired by St. Lucie pitching dating back to the third. Michelle Triana lined out sharply to right his last time. 0-2 tonight. First pitch from Diaz is pulled on the ground to second. Backing up his step is Guerrero from the outfield. Grass throws on to first. And Joel Diaz has faced nine batters tonight and retired them all. Needed just 11 pitches this time in the sixth. Here comes Luis May, tied at one. Here in the bottom of the sixth on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Go to the bullpen for Daytona. We move to the bottom of the sixth inning. Luis May is on in support of Javi Rivera. And his first pitch of the night to William Lugo is high for ball one. 2-3-4 due up for the Mets. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour, tied at 1, the 1-0. And Lugo takes outside 2-0. Lugo singled and scored the Mets' only run back in the third inning. Get you the numbers for May in just a second. But first, here's the 2-0. And swinging through it is Lugo. Chase the slider. It is 2-1. May making his 28th appearance. That leads the team 4-1, a 6.89 ERA. One save, 40 hits, and 31 in the third innings. As that in the dirt, it is 3-1. 20 walks, 42 strikeouts for the fireballing righty. Sets down by his waist, the 3-1. Up and in, ball four. So Lugo on base for the second time in a row. And the Mets have the leadoff man on for the first time since the first inning. Junior Tillian brought in the Mets' only run, singled to left. Back in the third, he is 1-for-2 with a strikeout. First appearance for May since last Thursday. Played in the seven-inning nightcap as is a big bouncer behind the third base coach's box. Foul ball, it's 0-1. May gave up three runs, two earned on five hits. No walks, struck out three in two innings. Has struggled since the All-Star break. He's given up six runs, five earned on eight hits in four innings. The 0-1, and that fastball fouled behind the plate, 0-2. Final line for the starter, Javi Rivera. Five innings, one run on two hits, a walk and six strikeouts. His charge of the wild pitch, 69 pitches, 49 strikes tonight. Will take a no decision as May misses outside and low. It is one ball and two strikes. Rivera been so good lately since the start of June. Made his 10th appearance tonight as that one at the knees, strike three called, and Tillian puts his hands on his hips in disbelief. ABS system, so no challenge for the Mets. Wasn't a manual strike zone either. So Tillian down looking for the first out in the sixth inning. First strikeout for May. Here is Carlos Dominguez. Struck out both times against Rivera tonight. And he takes a called strike one at 97. Rivera, since the beginning of June, 10 appearances, 7 starts. Now has a 1.86 ERA in 38 and two-thirds innings. Outside and low, 1-1. 51 strikeouts in those 38 and two-thirds frames. One on, one out. Tied at one, bottom six. And this fouled back behind the catcher, Jones. It's 1-2. Certainly feels like Javi knocking down on the door of an eventual promotion to Dayton and High A. Dominguez takes outside. It is two balls and two strikes. May have been working on a new pitch lately. He's thrown it a bunch already tonight, including that last toss, a cut fastball to add to his blazing heater and the slider. 2-2 the count. The pitch, and he gets Dominguez on the slide piece. Back-to-back strikeouts by May. Two out in the sixth inning for the designated hitter, Warren Saunders. Saunders has grounded out to second and struck out 0-2 tonight. Blue skies up above. The few puffy clouds hanging overhead earlier have disappeared. Gorgeous night for baseball as Saunders chases the snapdragon away. It is 0-1. 86 degrees right now, according to WeatherBug. Real feel at 92. Light breeze blowing in from right center field. The 0-1. And Saunders in the air to right. Coming on is Marrero. He'll make the catch by the bill of that powder blue cap to end the inning. So the Mets get a leadoff walk, but a couple of strikeouts and a soft fly ball to right prevent any damage from being done at the end of six innings. Still a one-all contest on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office and call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The seventh inning, still a one-all ball game. Jonathan Willem, Sebastian Almonte, Luis Chevalier. The three due up in the frame. Joel Diaz out for his fourth inning of relief, has faced 9 batters and has retired them all. 11 straight, sat down by Mets pitching, dating back to a walk to Wendell Marrero in the third. First pitch to the second baseman, Willems, a called strike. It is 0-1. Willems grounded out to short against Diaz, leading off in the fourth. And he swings through a fastball. Away at 94, it's 0-2. Take a look at the Reds affiliate scoreboard here in the seventh. First the 0-2. Willems thought about it, but lays off up and in. It's 1-2. Reds in Miami tonight, closing out their series against the Marlins. 1-2. And Willem strikes out swinging. Curveball away at 78. Another strikeout for Joel Diaz. That is his fourth. He's retired all 10 he has faced. One away in the seventh for Sebastian Almonte. Almonte has one of Daytona's 2 hits tonight, has singled and struck out. And he takes a strike on the inside corner at 0-1. He's also been caught stealing tonight. The 0-1, and Almonte fights it off the hands. Popped up to first. Wold doesn't have to move at all. Just straightens himself out and makes the catch 2 out. Another quick 2 outs for Diaz. Brings up Luis Chevalier. Left fielder 0-2. Grounded out to second his last time. But the Reds in Miami trailing 1-0 as this one line into right field for a base hit. Ends the streak of 11 in a row retired by Diaz. And Chevalier, who had been 0-for-20 prior to a base hit on Sunday against Jupiter, picks up a base hit in back-to-back games for the first time in his Tortuga career. First base runner for Daytona since the third. Back to the top of the order in Ashton Creel. Creel has walked, flied out to left, and struck out 0-2. The Marlins, a 1-0 lead in Miami over the Reds. Jesus Aguilar's solo home run is 13th. First pitch to Ashton is high for ball one. Jonathan India, Aristides Aquino, Albert Almora Jr., and our old friend Jose Barrero. The Daytona alums in the lineup today. Barrero called up from AAA Louisville earlier today for the first time this season as Creel fouls it back. It is 1-1. Mike Minor against Sandy Alcantara tonight. But David Bell, Reds manager, basically saying today that Barrero has has done all he can possibly do to improve in the minors. Up and away, it is 2-1. It is time for Barrero to start learning and making adjustments on a day-to-day basis at the major league level. And it certainly sounds like he will be the starting shortstop more often than not the rest of the way. As Creel early on the breaking ball, it's 2-2. But that is great to see. Barrero, then known as Jose Garcia, a star in Daytona's infield, killed the Mets when he was with the Tortugas in 2019. 2-2 pitch. That one high. Diaz thought he had him. Count runs full. Jay Allen, the second. The DH is on deck. Garrett Cooper, who rehabbed against Daytona over the weekend. First appearance back off the IL for the Marlins tonight as this one off the hands. Popped up to second. Guerrero a step, still on the infield dirt, makes the catch with two hands to retire the side. No runs, one hit, one left. Time to get up and stretch here in Port St. Lucie. Still a one-all ball game on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Luis May out for his second inning of relief as he moved to the bottom of the seventh inning. Game tied at 1. Daytona a run on 3 hits, 1 error. They have left 6 tonight. The Mets 1 run, 2 hits, 1 error. They have left 4. Justin Guerrero, Jack Thomas Wold, Raul Barrasierta. 6, 7, and 8. Due up for the Mets in the inning. Daytona has made some substitutions here. Fidel Castro has come into the game in right field. Believe that the only sub, as this one a chopper to short. Fielded there by Almonte. Sidearm throw to first in plenty of time. One pitch, one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Actually what it is, Wendell Marrero has moved from right field to left field. And Luis Chevalier has come out of the ball game. Hopefully everything all right with him. He picked up a base hit in the top half of the inning. First pitch to Jack Thomas Wold is high for ball one. So Castro now in right field. Marrero now in left. As there is a called strike, it is 1-1. And Castro will slot into the ninth spot. And the Daytona order, the 1-1. And Wold takes down and in. 101 mile an hour fastball from May there. 101.0. On that pitch down and in, it is 2 balls and 1 strike. And the next one at 102. fouled away to the left. It is 2-2. 102.0 on that pitch. Base is empty, one out. The 2-2 pitch and a slider foul to the right. Good job by Wold after 101-102. Able to grab a piece of the 89-mile-an-hour, actually a cutter. That was the cut fastball from May there. And he has been working diligently on with Todd Naskadov. The 2-2 struck him out. Fastball down at 101.3 miles an hour. Third 101-plus mile-an-hour pitch of the at-bat. And May strikes out Wold, two out in the seventh. Brings up Raul Barrasierta, 0-2. Has flied out to left, flied out to center tonight. Righty fires, and a nice off-speed pitch. Another cutter that time for May at 89. It's 0-1. Continue that look around the Reds affiliates in the top of the eighth. Barrasierta can't hold up. Oh, this time, I believe that one was actually the breaking ball. No, they call it another cutter. It is 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Barrasierta hits one in the air to right. 101-mile-an-hour fastball coming on Castro. He'll make the catch over his shoulder. And Luis May has a 1-2-3 inning, retiring the Mets on 10 pitches at the end of 7. Still tied at 1. On the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow-smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall-off-the-bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Go to the top of the eighth inning. Joel Diaz stays out for the Mets. Just 44 pitches through it. Four innings. Allen lays a bunt down, tried angling it to the third base side, but ends up rolling it back towards the hill. Diaz off the mound on the grass, throws on to first. Not a bad idea there by Jay. Execution wasn't quite what he would like. And there is one out in the bottom of, or rather the top of this eighth inning. Brings up Hayden Jones, 1-4-3. Has also reached on an error and struck out, and this one popped in the air to left. Back in to his left is Barrasierta, now backpedaling with his shoulders square, makes the catch. Two pitches, two outs for Joel Diaz and the Mets here in the top of the eighth inning. Now it is Wendell Marrero, has walked twice and grounded out 0-1. Mention the Reds affiliate scoreboard here tonight. Triple-A Louisville playing a doubleheader on the road against the Indianapolis Indians. We're walked off in game one, 4-3 against the Pirates affiliate as Marrero takes high. 1-0, TJ Friedel, a solo home run, his seventh. Colin Moran also went deep for the bats as Marrero fights it off the handle. It is 1-1. Lorenzo Cedrola joining Friedel. Alejo Lopez, Chris Oakey. As the Daytona alums in the lineup, Justin Dunn went five innings, gave up three runs. The 1-1 pitch, Marrero takes high, it's 2-1. Game two went the way of the bats. They won 9-6 against Indianapolis as Marrero down and in for ball three. Friedl homered in game two as well. A three-run shot is eighth. Joined by Cedrola Lopez as the Daytona alums in the lineup for game two as Marrero takes a strike up and in. Thought he had ball four. It is a full count. Former Tortuga Jared Solomon earned the win out of the bullpen. Former Daytona Cub Taylor Davis played third base for Indianapolis. Payoff pitch. Got him looking. Up and away. Hit the top of the strike zone. 94 in a perfect spot. And Diaz retires the side in order once again in the fifth inning. He's allowed just one base runner over five frames tonight. To the bottom of the eighth here at Clover Park, still tied at one on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Side-arming righty Brett Lockwood on in relief of Luis May here in the bottom of the eighth inning, tied at one. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escotbuslines.com. That is E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. Lockwood, the new arm in the game for Daytona, standing at 6'3", 223 pounds, 25 years old, from Temecula, California. Lockwood, his 17th appearance, 1-1, a 5.46 ERA. 38 hits in 28 innings, 14 walks, 21 strikeouts, a 3.33 opponent average. Brady Smith, Omar De Los Santos, William Lugo, 9-1 and 2 due up for the Mets in the bottom of the eighth inning. That was their magic inning yesterday. And the first pitch to Smith outside for ball one. Smith 0 for 2, flied out to right both times. Lockwood pitching for the first time since last Friday in Jupiter, the 1-0. This one line foul out of the stadium to the right. It's 1-1. Lockwood gave up three runs on a hit in a third of an inning. Walked two and struck out one against the Hammerheads. Has thrown just two-thirds of an inning since the All-Star break. The 1-1. This one hammered down the left field line. Fair into the left field corner. Smith rounds first on his way to second, picked up off the base of the wall by Marrero. Brady Smith has two hits in this series. It is his first two doubles as a member of the organization. And the Mets have the go-ahead run and scoring position with nobody out in the eighth. Second double as a Met for Smith. Brings up the top of the order in Omar De Los Santos. Had the game-tying RBI infield hit in this inning last night 0 for 3 today. Popped up to second is last time up. Final line for Luis May tonight. He was superb. Two innings, no runs, no hits, a walk, and three strikeouts. 26 pitches, 17 strikes as Lockwood misses outside for ball one. Continuing our look at the Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight as we near the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here from Port St. Lucie, the 1-0. And De Los Santos, a ground ball. Back through the middle, base hit center field. Here comes Smith to the plate. Ball misplayed in center by Creel. It's an RBI single for Omar De Los Santos. He has delivered again. His 49th RBI of the year gives the Mets their first lead of the night. It is 2-1. 106-mile-an-hour ground ball back through the box. And two batters into the eighth inning, the Mets have taken the lead. So here is William Lugo with a man at first, still nobody out in the bottom of the eighth. As singled and walked tonight, runner goes, and Lugo swings away and fouls it into the first base seats. Into the upper bowl, it is 0-1. Double-A Chattanooga will be in Birmingham tonight to take on the Barons White Sox affiliate. Ellie De La Cruz, Alex McGarry, Ivan Johnson, Alan Cerda, Daniel Veoheen, all in the double-A lineup. The 0-1, and a swing and a miss out in front of the slider. It's 0-2. Levi Stout came over from the Mariners in that trade for Luis Castillo last week, added to the double-A roster. He will make his organizational debut tonight for the Reds against Birmingham. The 0-2. And this one fouled off of Lugo before it rolls into fair territory. Stays at 0-2. High A Dayton at home against the Peoria Chiefs. Left-hander Steve Hadger, who had been in Fort Myers, added to Dayton's roster today, will not join the Tortugas. The 0-2, this one pulled foul. Wide of the third base coach's box, stays 0-2. Brian Ray, Tyler Callahan, Austin Hendrick, Jose Torres, Garrett Wolforth, Michael Troutwine, Stephen Layton. All the Daytona alums in the lineup tonight. At high A, Dragons a 4-3 lead as Lugo strikes out on the slider. Chased one down and out of the zone. First strikeout tonight for Lockwood, one away in the eighth inning for the shortstop junior Tillian. Has struck out twice and singled tonight. Christian Roa making the start tonight for the Dragons. Austin Hendrick giving Dayton the lead with a three-run home run, his eighth with Dayton this year, his 15th overall of the season. As Lockwood's first pitch misses up for ball one. Noel V. Marte, 0 for 2 in his second game in the system. Made his debut last night with the Dragons. The 1-0, runner goes. Pitch outside, throw down by Jones, not in time. Make that the 53rd stolen base of the year for Omar De Los Santos. He's in scoring position with one out and a 2-0 count on Tillian. As we were saying earlier, now one shy for tying the record for second most in franchise history, the franchise record 75 by Wayne Leiden back in 2003. As Tillian takes outside, it is now 3-0. Dominican Summer League Reds, game postponed today due to COVID against the Phillies Red team. They won't play again until next week as that breaking ball misses for ball four. Looked like a good spot down and away, but Tillian works a walk. First allowed by Brett tonight. Two on, one out for Carlos Dominguez. Todd Naskadov out of the first base dugout. He'll have a conversation with the right-hander. Arizona Complex League Reds have the night off. They'll be back in action tomorrow at home against the ACL Cubs. our series here. We'll continue tomorrow night. Sam Benscooter will make his second start off the IL. Mets have not yet officially announced their starter for tomorrow. Likely to be a rehabber that is not yet officially on their roster. First pitch to Dominguez. And a swing and a miss. Changeup. It is 0-1. Dominguez 0-3 has struck out all three times tonight. Mets have two on, one out. A run in. Here in this eighth inning, they have a 2-1 lead. The 0-1. That ball gets away from Hayden Jones. Runners break late. But we'll each move up 90 feet to third and second, respectively. See how this one is ruled. This could be a passed ball against Hayden Jones. Either way, the Mets have two big insurance runs at second and third now with less than two out. Daytona brings the infield in. 1-1. And Dominguez lunging out a change. It's 1-2. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth inning. Tortugas will have 5, 6, and 7 due up. Pino, Triana, and Willems. Trying to keep this a one-run game. The 1-2, and Dominguez is swinging bunt towards the first base dugout to stay alive. Be another 6-10 first pitch on Friday. Hunter Parks expected to get the ball for Daytona against the lefty Keyshawn Askew. Another 6-10 start on Saturday as well as that in the dirt. Blocked by Jones. It's 2-2. Jose Franco projected to be the starter for Daytona against Jeffrey Colon. Then expected to be Julian Aguiar against Harold Gonzalez again in the matinee for Sunday's series finale. Is that too far inside? Dominguez dropped his bat trying to get out of the way. It's a full count. Warren Saunders, the DH, is on deck. Top of the 8 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you. Mets a one-run lead. The payoff pitch outside and low, ball 4, and they're loaded. Bases loaded for the Mets. Back-to-back one-out walks. Looks like the Mets will send up a pinch hitter here. Will not be Warren Saunders to bat here with the bases loaded.
Your attention, please. Now pitching for the Mets.
As a matter of fact, I have absolutely no idea who this is. I guess this is Karell Paz, who was added to the roster for the game today. Had no idea, was literally added to the roster 15 minutes before first pitch. And he swings and misses at the first offering. It's 0-1. Had no idea that this man was on the roster. That outside, it is 1-1. Paz is a switch hitter, batting from the left-hand side. 1-1, and he reaches for a changeup. Comes up empty. It is 1-2. De Los Santos at third, Tillian at second, Dominguez at first with one out. Righty's 1-2. And Paz, a line drive, right center field, long run for Castro. This splits the gap and is likely to clear the bases. De Los Santos scores, Tillian scores, on his heel, Dominguez, he'll score. It is a three-run triple for Karell Paz in his first Florida State League at-bat, and the Mets have broken it wide open. It is 5-1 here in the eighth inning. Got ahead of them, 1-2. And Paz with a 103-mile-an-hour line drive over the head of Fidel Castro. The Mets have scored now 9 runs in this series. 7 of the 9 have been scored in the bottom of the eighth inning. As Justin Guerrero takes inside for ball one. Righty at the belt, the 1-0. And that one low, 2-0. Lockwood up near 30 pitches in the inning as the bullpen beginning to stir again. Outside ball three. Jack Thomas Wold waiting on deck. Alberto Gonzalez the third. Start to throw down the right field line for Daytona. The 3-0. Here's a strike atop the zone. It is 3-1. Herrera, the seventh man to bat in the inning. 4 runs in on 3 hits for the Mets. Pulled on the ground, foul wide to third. It is a full count. Mets certainly feel like they are on the verge the 3-2. Another one fouled away. Mets on the verge of their 10th straight home win over Daytona. Tortugas just 1-11 in this ballpark so far this year. Payoff pitch. Got him looking. Fastball atop the zone at 87. Second strikeout of the inning for Lockwood. 2 out in the eighth for the first baseman, Jack Thomas Wold. Wold, 0-for-3, has struck out twice and fly to center. First pitch to the lefty batter, too far inside. It is 1-0. Wold, 0-for-3 tonight. 1-0 from Brett, and Lockwood fouls. This one fouled off catcher Jones. Feeling it a little bit. It is 1-1. Wold checking to make sure Tortuga catcher is all right. Now on down and in. Count now 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez still throwing in the bullpen, the 2-1. And that outside, it's 3-1. Raul Barros-Cierta would be the ninth man to bat for the Mets in the inning. The 3-1. And a foul ball off the leg of Jones, and he feels it again. Wold leaving bruises all over Hayden Jones.
Been the Tortuga's most consistent hitter for the last 2 months. One run, three hits, one error, six left for Daytona tonight. The Mets five runs on five hits. One error, they have left four so far. Payoff pitch from Lockwood, outside ball four. And the Mets will send all nine to the plate here in the inning. And that'll be all for the side armor here tonight. A shout into his mitt as Lenny Harris out of the first base dugout with Lockwood up near 40 pitches in the inning. Gonzalez coming on to try and get the final out of the frame. Mets have opened up a 5-1 lead. First and third, two down on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Raul Barra-Cierta, the ninth man to bat for the Mets here in this eighth inning. Alberto Gonzalez on to try and get the final out of the frame. Mets a 5-1 lead. Runners at the corners here with two down. Gonzalez standing at 6 feet tall, 193 pounds. 23 years old from Laredo, Texas. And his first pitch at the knees, a strike. It is 0-1. Gonzalez rejoining Daytona last week. For two-thirds of an inning, walked one, struck out one in his return. As that curveball hits the top of the strike zone, it is 0-2. Gonzalez, an ERA of 3 between the Complex League and Daytona this year, the 0-2. And he got him on three pitches. Three pitches, three breaking balls, three strikes, and one punch out for Gonzalez in relief. But the Mets score four runs on three hits in the inning and leave a couple on base. To the ninth, Mets a 5-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Joel Diaz has put together the best outing of his stateside career tonight. And so he will stay on here for the ninth inning. His sixth inning of relief tonight. He's given up just one hit, one base runner through his first five frames, facing just one over the minimum. Yasiel Pino, Michelle Triana, Jonathan Willems, the three scheduled to bat against the righty in the ninth. And Pino takes a first pitch breaking ball for strike one. Pino has brought in Daytona's only run with a bases loaded walk in the first. The 0-1, and Pino fouls it away. It is 0-2. Reminder, folks, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at this one. Scores from out of town and a look ahead to game three in this series tomorrow night as Pino takes outside. It is 1-2. Mets a 5-1 lead. At outside, 2-2. The break even from Diaz, and Pino hits it in the air. Third base side. Twilight sky, third baseman Lugo halfway down towards home plate on the grass in foul territory makes the catch. One away here in the ninth inning. Diaz has now retired the last five straight after the base hit by Chevalier. Michelle Triana 0-for-3 tonight. And the first pitch he sees hit on the ground behind first. Fielded there by Wold, underhand flip to Diaz over to cover. And the Tortugas down to their final out. Two away in the ninth inning for Jonathan Willems. 0-for-3 today. Willems struck out his last time up. Diaz curls and offers. His first pitch missing high for ball one. And Diaz spins a curveball. Inside corner, a strike. It's 1-1. One pitch to Jonathan. Fastball knee high at 95. And the Tortugas down to their final strike. Diaz hasn't left the rubber. Hides his eyes with that black mitt. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses up. It's 2-2. Sebastian Almonte, the shortstop, hoping for an opportunity on deck. Here's the 2-2. And Willems takes high. It's a full count. Four of the Mets, five runs scored tonight in the eighth. Daytona's only run in the first. Payoff pitch outside and low. And that is ball four. Delayed departure from the batter's box by Willems. There is the first free pass allowed by Diaz tonight. And just the second base runner he has permitted in 5 2/3 innings. Game continues for Almonte as one of Daytona's three hits with a single. Popped up to first his last time. The righty's first pitch. Hits the top of the zone with a curveball. It's 0-1. Tortuga's been limited to just three hits tonight. The 0-1. And Almonte takes outside. It is 1-1. No action in the Met left field bullpen. Diaz up near 70 pitches now. Sets at the waist. Here's the 1-1. And Almonte takes outside 2-1. Fidel Castro would make his first at-bat of the night. He is on deck. Willems takes his lead, the 2-1. And a fastball pumped by him inside at 93. And once again, the Tortugas down to their final strike tonight. Back leg bent, front leg straight, the 2-2. on the outside corner, got him looking. Strike three. Almonte asked for a challenge, but there is no challenges tonight. Will be tomorrow in the rest of the series, as that'll do it. And the Mets take the first two games of this contest or of this series as they win by a final of 5-1. Six shutout innings to finish for the 18-year-old Joel Diaz, who will pick up the win here tonight. Mets take the first two in this series. They've won 10 straight at home over Daytona. Back with our final thoughts after these messages on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best-dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be First Responders and Boy Scouts Night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark in the Park Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Another night, another defeat for the Tortugas as they fall to the Mets by a final of 5-1 with the win. Mets improving to 17-15 in the second half, 57-40 overall. Daytona now 9-21 in the second half, 38-57 for the season. Take you through the game that was here tonight. Javi Rivera starting against the 19-year-old righty Calvin Ziegler. And once again, Daytona started off a ball game positively. Calvin Ziegler unable to escape the first inning for the Mets. Ashton Creel led off the game with a four-pitch walk. On a 1-0 pitch, Jay Allen grounded into a fielder's choice. After Hayden Jones reached on a throwing error, put runners at second and third, Wendell Marrero walked to load the bases. But Yasiel Pino would then walk with the bases loaded.
Braun home run gave Daytona a 1-0 lead, but Michel Triano would strike out. And after a pitching change, Jonathan Willems grounded into a fielder's choice. And that would be the last run Daytona would score tonight. They would get a man to third base in the third inning after a single by Hayden Jones, a walk by Wendell Marrero, and a ground out back to the mound by Pino. But that would be the last time Daytona put a man in scoring position the rest of the game. Mets would tie it in that third inning with two out. William Lugo looped a single over the head of Yasiel Pino at first, advanced to second on a wild pitch, and then scored on a base hit to left by Junior Tillian, tying the game at one. Would stay that way once again until the eighth inning, which was Daytona's demise again tonight. Brady Smith led off the inning with a double to left and quickly scored on a base hit to center by Omar De Los Santos, gave the Mets a 2-1 lead. De Los Santos would steal second, go to third on a wild pitch. William Lugo struck out. Junior Tillian walked, advanced to second on that same wild pitch, then moved De Los Santos to third. Carlos Dominguez then walked to load the bases. Karel Paz, who was added to the Mets roster just 15 minutes prior to first pitch tonight, then on a 1-2 offering, smacked a bases-clearing triple in a right center field. That gave the Mets a 5-1 lead, and they would go on to win by that final score here tonight. Winning pitcher today was Joel Diaz, his first outside of the Dominican Summer League. Six shutout innings, the best appearance of his St. Lucie career. One hit, one walk, and six strikeouts tonight. Brett Lockwood takes a loss. He drops to 1-2, gave up four runs on three hits in two-thirds of an inning. Three walks and two strikeouts tonight. Final line score, Daytona, one run, three hits, one error. They left seven. The Mets, five runs, five hits, one error. They left six. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 14 minutes in front of a crowd of 556. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here at the bottom of this 8 o'clock hour. Fort Myers and Bradenton still in a delay due to rain. That game was supposed to start 90 minutes ago. It will be Jalen Nowlin against Carlos Jimenez if and when that game gets underway. Lakeland and Dunedin, game two of their doubleheader postponed due to inclement weather. They'll try and play two on Friday. Dunedin took the first game, a seven-inning affair, 3-1. Tampa and Clearwater playing a doubleheader today. Tampa winning game one at 6-2. Game two is tied at two in the top of the seventh. Only other game in progress, Cardinals leading Jupiter 7-4, top of the sixth at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight, starting at the major league level, bottom of the seventh, Reds trailing the Marlins 3-0. Triple-A Louisville splitting a doubleheader against the Indianapolis Indians. Pirates affiliate lost game one 4-3. One game 2-9-6. TJ Friedel homering in both ends of that doubleheader. Double-A Chattanooga, top of the second inning. They have a 3-0 lead on the Birmingham Barons. White Sox affiliate Levi Stout retired the side in order, making his Reds organizational debut after being acquired last week in the Luis Castillo trade. High A Dayton leading the Peoria Chiefs 9-3 in the bottom of the fifth. First hit as a member of the Reds organization for Noel V. Marte, a two-run home run. And that has helped Dayton take a six-run lead against the Cardinal affiliate. As for the rest of the system today, Arizona Complex League Reds have the night off, and the DSL Reds postponed due to COVID. As for Major League Baseball here on this Wednesday, a lot of afternoon games here this afternoon. Rays beat the Blue Jays 3-2, Phillies over the Braves 3-1, Mariners in Luis Castillo's Seattle debut beating the Yankees 7-3, Castillo picking up the win. Guardians beat the Diamondbacks 7-4. It was the Twins over the Tigers 4-1. Orioles double up the Rangers in Arlington 6-3. Astros a 6-1 winner over the Red Sox. 4-1 White Sox over the Royals this afternoon. Mets hold on after a late push by the Nationals 9-5. Daniel Vogelbach, former Daytona Cub, a grand slam for his first home run as a Met. Middle of the fourth in Pittsburgh, Brewers leading the Pirates 4-2. Freddie Peralta against Dylan Peters. Everything else in the majors later on tonight at 9:38. Angels host the A's. Shohei Ohtani against former Tampa Yankee James Caprelli. And Padres host the Rockies at 9:40. Blake Snell against Chad Kuhl. Former Bradenton Marauder is Kuhl. Former Charlotte Stone Crab is Snell. Juan Soto expected to make his Padres debut tonight. And the Giants host the Dodgers at 9:45. Alex Cobb against Julio Urias. Cardinals and Cubs rained out tonight in St. Louis. They will try and play two at Busch Stadium tomorrow. Our series will continue tomorrow night. Our coverage beginning 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 5:55 Eastern Time, leading up to the 6:10 first toss here from Clover Park. It will be the right-hander Sam Benscooter making his second start off the injured list, 2-3, a 4.35 ERA in Daytona this season. Mets will have a rehabber going for them tomorrow. Has not officially been added to their roster yet, but we will keep you up to date as soon as that becomes official, either later tonight or sometime tomorrow. But our coverage will begin at 5:55 tomorrow night on Thursday, leading up to the 6:10 first pitch here from Clover Park. Jay Allen the second still signing autographs here just outside of his hometown in Fort Pierce, Florida. And while he does that, we will say goodnight for our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back at the Jack in Daytona Beach. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Clover Park in Port St. Lucie as the Mets win their 10th straight at home over Daytona by a final of 5-1. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.